The old jail was erected by James Dobbie in 1891 and opened in 1892. Before it was built, the closest jail was in Silverdon, a makeshift wooden iron building. Here, prisoners were secured at night with leg irons to prevent their escape. After the opening of a jail in Broken Hill and the establishment of the courts, Silverdon Jail was used only for short-term prisoners, such as overnight lockups. By the 1930s, the building was becoming a target for vandalism. In 1966, the Broken Hill Historical Society was instrumental in its transformation into the old Silverdon Jail Museum. A report from the Barrier Miner, the 7th of November 1892, not long after the Broken Hill Jail opened, describes what a visitor might find on entering. On the right-hand side as one enters the building are the governor's office, a large storeroom, and a bathroom. In the storeroom is a large supply of jail clothing of every description, handcuffs, and jail requisites, the greater portion of which have been transferred from the jail at Silverdon. Here is also a quantity of destitute clothing, i.e. garments which are given to those persons who, on the completion of their terms, are deficient of proper clothing. On the left-hand side is the guard room, where the warders accommodate themselves whilst awaiting the hour for going on duty. This portion is provided with communication, by means of electric bells, with the governor's quarters and the tower. Facing the entrance to the jail are doors leading to the female and male divisions. The male division consists of 17 cells, ranged on either side of a spacious hall. The cells are well ventilated, and on one of the walls of each compartment is an electric button, upon pressing which a bell in the hall rings, and the register shows from which cell the call comes. At the far end on the left side is a large cell where any prisoners who are suspected of being of unsound mind are placed. Portion of the compartment is railed off, and a warder sleeps therein at night. At the far end, also facing the entrance and extending right across the passage, is the innocent-looking gallows, where prisoners sentenced to death at local assizes will pay the extreme penalty of the law. At first sight it looks like an ordinary gallery, but on closer observation the trapdoors and the movable parts in the floor of the passage may be seen. The drop is about 12 feet, the warder states, and he also explains the process by which the prisoner is executed. It is a gruesome subject, and both the visitor and his guide are glad to turn their backs upon this part of the building and step into the exercise yard, where the prisoners are standing under a shelter shed, closely watched by two warders. Along the boundary wall a third warder tramps almost without intermission from shortly after 6 a.m. to 5:15 p.m., long hours of duty, truly. On the right hand is the kitchen, in about the center of the yard stands the warder tower, and on the left hand is a storeroom and several cells. The only execution in the Broken Hill Jail took place in 1907, when Peter Sardik was hanged for murder. Famously, between 1942 and 1945, Australia's entire gold reserves was housed in the cellar of the jail in a specially constructed vault as a precaution against Japanese invasion. The Barrier Miner's story on the 23rd of April 1947 opens with, "The Prime Minister, Mr. Chifley, has announced that gold worth between £40 million and £50 million held by Australia in the Broken Hill Jail during the war, for the Bank of England and the Netherlands government has now left Australia.